Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Who decides what is in the best interest of a child? That expression has been part of our legal system for centuries, and when the great British lawyer William Blackstone codified English law in the 18th century, the expression clearly meant that the biological parents of a child were expected and authorized to make decisions in the best interest of their own children. Nobody ever made any convincing or scientific argument against that policy. But in the 1970s, without any legislative approval, it became popular to say that the village should raise the child. The liberal establishment defined village to include all sorts of government busybodies, such as public school officials, hired consultants, psychologists, and especially judges in family courts. Family court judges are the lowest in the pecking order of the judiciary, but they have become the most powerful because their decisions are seldom appealed or overruled or even published. This system of having judges make decisions about the care and raising of children has become so universal that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, family court judges now control the private living arrangements of 46 million Americans and $40 billion of their own money, which the judges have the power to transfer between households. Many of these parents have never committed any action that violates our laws. To show you how intrusive these family court judges are, look at the Chicago case where the parents disagreed about which church their child should be raised in, and a judge took it upon himself to decide which religion the kid should adopt. How did we get to a situation whereby some judge can decide a child's religion? Fortunately, that judge was overruled on appeal. I urge you to read my new book called Who Killed the American Family? To help restore the family and the authority of parents to their honored place in American society.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Join the blog conversation with your own answer to the question, Who Killed the American Family? Go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Way up north to Alaska, way up north to Alaska, north to Alaska, go north for us your song. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
Okay, going to get around and break in here, and I like that North to Alaska. The Caponese, the gal that played in that movie opposite John Wayne, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. An excellent movie. And unfortunately, Caponese, she committed suicide in Switzerland. She was a real good friend of Audrey Hepburn, and Audrey had assisted her. She had a personality problem. I can't think what they call it, where they have split personality or something along those lines anyway. But beautiful woman. Anyway, I'm going to get on to the IRS here in just a minute. I wanted to talk about, golly, I forgot what I was going to talk. Oh, I know, off of the ad there that was ahead of me here about these child custody, and he's taken. People do not understand that the child custody folks, like in Alaska, they have cooperative agreements. The court system has a cooperative, the quote, judicial, that does not exist, with the executive, and they have agreements to make money. And they do a preponderance of evidence standard. You know what preponderance of evidence basically is? It comes under almost what's called a balance of probabilities. Do you know what that means? A disputable presumption persists until contrary evidence persuades the fact finder that the balance of probabilities is in equilibrium. Or stated otherwise, until the evidence satisfies the jury or fact finder that it is as probable that the presumed fact does not exist as that it does exist. That's basically what they're doing with the preponderance of evidence presumptions. Not clear and convincing for children, which is the highest standard in civil. Amazing that it exists or it does not exist. So you understand now why, and then they have a contract to make money. You understand why when you go in now and these divorce and child custody and all that, it's all an illusion. Welcome to the land of Oz. It's absolutely astounding. Anyway, getting back, we're going to have a caller here in just a minute, but I want to get back to another issue here about accountability. How do these people get away with this stuff? Because they're not accountable. Why are they not accountable? Well, you see, the Internal Revenue criminals, and if anybody wants this, you can just say bonding and put in the subject matter. This happened back in 86 stat 201 in 1972, June 6, 1972. No agency of the federal government may require or obtain surety bonds for its civilian employees or military personnel in connection with the performance of their official duties. For the purposes of this title, agency of the federal government means agency, department, or other entity of the legislature, executive, judicial branch of the government of the United States, and includes such entities listed as a wholly owned government corporations. See, the IRS, quote, agents or officers used to have to be bonded. After 1972, there's no bond. So what do you do now? What do you do? Well, amazingly, in the books and records, they get around and they say the secretary, we're going to have somebody bring that up, call in here after the break. But they supposedly transfer or delegate this power to a, quote, officer, revenue officer. And it is inquisitorial hearing. So that's one of the first questions, is how can the IRS agent or officer be an inquisitorial? That's where you obtain information. Inquisitorial is where you you obtain information under by threats, duress, that type of things. Got one going on in Minnesota right now, threat of sanctions. You answer his questions, regardless of what the question is. How does Congress have the power to delegate an inquisitorial hearing? That's pretty amazing. Well, one of the first things you're finding out now is that this hearing, books and records, like I say, I'm about 98% sure, there must be a return. You have to volunteer, say, hey, I want to donate money to you because I'm scared of you folks. Do your own self-assessment because we know there's no regulation, so you can't do it. Or they have to do a substitute for return, which they don't have any authority to do. And now we've got access to the chief counsel notices. They're on the internet, most of them, but the problem is you can't Boolean word search them. So how do you find there's about 600 of them suckers? You're going to sit down and read all 600 of them? I think not. So what they did is they took away the bonding. So what's our remedy now? 7433, to go after the agent. So you have to know, though, first, you have to understand, because you see back in 1940 for the civil and 1946 for the criminal, the procedural protections to protect our constitutional rights were posited in the legislature and in Congress. They moved them into rules of court. They moved them into administrative law. And I put out a case here now. It's absolutely astounding. The more information is coming on. This administrative law nonsense started back, it looks like, in 1856 under what's called public rights. Under public rights, it's not an individual protection. So therefore, they can have, quote, executive agencies make determinations that were normally made in a, quote, Article 3 judicial power or a judicial power of one of the several states. The case they happen to cite happens to be in territorial. Now, what do you think that means? Well, you see, Congress has plenary power, absolute power. They operate as one of the several states, and they operate with the power of Congress in the District of Columbia, needful buildings and all that, territories and possessions in D.C. So that's what they're using today, is in this territorial nonsense. There are no several states. In that world, then, they set up the tax court. And in this case that I sent out, if you haven't seen it, just get around and put tax court, and I'll send you the case. They track all this stuff back. The feds do it. Back to that. Thank you. And that the tax court was initially set up as an external agency or establishment. It sits outside the government. Thank you. Really. And I got appellee brief, and they reference one of the code sections, because now I very meticulously go through when they give you information, and the jurisdiction goes back to the 1939 code, but it also goes back to the 19 tax court stuff in the 1920s. Well, back then they were an external agency. So are they still an external agency, even though they, quote, supposedly moved them now to look like more like an Article 1 court, legislative court? I think the answer is going to be an affirmative yes. Absolutely astounding. So anyway, golly, I almost forgot what I was talking about. I was talking about Common Core. And the bottom line is you have to go back and look at the statutes. And somewhere in there, you're going to find where they stepped around the Administrative Procedures Act, because they can't go there. We don't need it anymore. We don't need force and effect of law, because, hell, we don't have a republic anyway. But we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Okay, back from a break here, and just a brief thing here to follow up on is, so it looks like now we know where the beginning of the administrative procedures nonsense, bypassing the courts with, quote, public rights, can be adjudicated by, quote, agencies. 1856, Murray's Lessee. If you haven't seen that, just pick public rights, and I'll send you the case. I'll give you the stuff out of the District of Columbia Appellate Court. I mean, they line all this out. I've got to read it a couple times, but I'm going to nail them with it. They're telling us how to ham it, how to back them into a corner. So we have the administrative state starting back in that thing under the clothed with something called public rights. Then we have, with the procedural stuff, with our other part, we get around and we have it moved into the rules of court. And that happened in 1934, and in 1940 it happened in 54 stat, 688. That's where they said, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. This is with the rules promulgated by the Supreme Court. They did that in 1934. It came in 1940 for the civil, and for 1940 they put it out, and in 1946 it came in for the criminal. The civil is in 48 stat 1064. And the criminal is in 54 stat 688. And I think it's in title 28, 2052, I think is where it is. I remember, so I'm not sure enough. I think that's where it's codified today. Their rules of court, Trump statutes. Our Alaska in the rules of court. They come right out. The governor can veto what the legislature does. There's an automatic veto of the Alaska rules of court, which requires a two-thirds majority of the legislature to overcome automatic veto by the Alaska Bar Association rules of court of anything that crosses the line that's in conflict with the Alaska rules of court. Do you believe this? And these people don't even know. I'll bet that I'll bet you in Juneau there's not a one of them suckers down there. Well, maybe a couple of lawyers, you know, that's in charge somewhere. They don't even know this. Anyway, so getting back, and then we're going to get to Richard that's been patiently holding here, is the fact that how do you hold these IRS accountable? They're no longer bonded, so you can't sue against the bond. We have official bonds in Alaska. There's nobody bonded. There's no official bonds in Alaska. The only bonding that's done is by the corporate side to protect against stealing from the state of Alaska. We don't want the employees taking away money that's supposed to go to the corporation, corporate side. 7433, Title 26. You have to know the procedural laws that have been put into the administrative procedure, headless fourth branch of government. That's, by the way, was coined by FDR in 1937. If you have never seen that, that's FDR stuff. If you want it, just send it. No, it's four things. You have to know the procedural violations yourself. You then have to find the area director and send the procedural violations of the revenue officer to the area director. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, you know what? We haven't even found all the area directors yet. I've been working on this off and on for a couple of weeks. We found three of them. How do you ever get an administrative remedy? Because you can't sue them, you lose. You got to go through this window that the IRS, by the way, made the regulation for, and then they got 6 months to fix the problem, or then you can actually go to federal court and then grab a hold of the revenue agent for violating the procedures. How many people are going to know all this stuff? You can't even find the area directors. They're not on the IRS homepage. I found territory directors finally, and he would only give me the one for his. He wouldn't give me the other seven. Why is that? Why are these people hiding behind the curtain? Because they don't want to have, that keeps these IRS, these revenue people, golden. Nobody's ever going to touch them. They're just like Obama. They do whatever they want. They're full of themselves. They're evil. So, anyway, Richard, you still there?
I'm still here, Ralph.
Okay, well, I've kind of got my groundwork laid here. Why don't you take off on what you were going to talk about the IRS here, more exposures of our internal revenue criminals that we got going on today in America.
There's a whole slew of them, but I'll start off with Title 39. And basically in Title 99, Section 22, I sent you that one. Mm-hmm. And in that section it says there should be levy, collected, and paid taxes on wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services.
This is the 1939 code we're talking about.
Yes, Section 22. And on compensation for services, it says personal services. Right? What happened in 1954, Ralph, Congress had pangs of conscience. Right? In Section 61, what they did is they came out and they said gross income defined. Gross income means income from whatever source derived. In compensation for services, what happened to personal? They left it out. There's no wages or salaries in Section 61. So in other words, Section 61 says that wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services are not taxable. Congress came out and said that. Matter of fact, I've got two cases here that came out of the 54. One is Senate Report 1622. 1622, the senators, they lied a little because they said there was no change between the 39 code and the 54 code. Now, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. But Congress and H.R. 1337, they came out and said, and this is the part that's interesting. I mean, it's a couple pages long. But they came out and said the whole purpose of the 16th Amendment was to get around the apportionment provisions of the Constitution and from income, and from the source whence income was derived. Most people, even if you gave that to a tax attorney, Ralph, they wouldn't know what the heck that meant, right? They wouldn't have a clue. But what it meant is that the only thing that was taxable was income from a profit or a gain. And that goes all the way back to 1895. That was a Pollock case. 1915, that was a Brewshaver versus Union Pacific. But the most recent one was Merchants Loan and Trust versus Smetanka, 1921. And in that case, Supreme Court case, Ralph, they came out and said that this is the final meaning of what income is meant in the 16th Amendment. And it went all the way back to the 1909 Corporate Tax Act, which meant a gain or a profit. And the only way you can get a profit is you have to go through a profit and loss statement. And if you really want to trip up any tax attorneys out there, all you have to do, Ralph, is ask them. If you have a company that has $1 million of income, but it doesn't show a profit, does it pay a tax on its income? The answer is no. But if that same corporation has $1,000 of profit and $1 million of income, what does it pay its tax on? It pays a tax on its $1,000 of profit. So what do we have here in the United States, Ralph? Do we have an income tax or do we have a profits tax? We have a profits tax. So in other words, there is no income tax here on us, because if a corporation doesn't pay a tax on on its income, then you and I, we don't have a gain or a profit. So, in other words, there can't be an income tax on you and me. But now I want to get to something very, very
good. Okay, let me stop you.
Sure.
So the bottom line is the only profit tax is only for corporations. Is that correct?
It's for corporations. That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And the other thing, too, is I just sent you Freedom of Information Act. Right, because I think after I get done saying this, there's going to be a lot of people calling you up to get a hold of one of these, because most people don't know how to get their hands on them. I've already sent in about 14 to the IRS, so I'm very familiar how to use them. As a matter of fact, before I get off, I'll explain how to use it to a lot of people, because most people won't know how to use it. But anyways, there's three files that you have to get. One is your non-master file transcript. I tried getting that, but there were so many people who were trying to get it. What they did is they changed offices. That's what the IRS does, Ralph. If too many people write in...
Hold on just a minute. We got to go to break here, pay the bills, and we'll be back in just a minute.
There are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Okay, back from break here, and before we continue on here, I just looked up, because I have all this, just what you're talking about, Richard. I just went into Title 1939, Section 22, Gross Income.
Right.
General definition, gross income includes gains, profits, and income derived from salaries, wages, and compensation for personal service, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There is no mention of wages. There's no mention of compensation for personal service in the new place where it shows up in the 1954 code, gross income in Section 61.
That's right. They eliminated it.
Now, and I got this from Prentice down in Jim Prentice down in Florida. He set up in Section 1441 the items of income. Are included, wages is included in that in Section 26, 1441 and 1442.
Yeah, but that's for non-resident aliens.
Oh, golly gee whiz! How did you figure that one out?
I know my crap. I've been doing this for 20 years. So I know my stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right. Are you a non-resident alien?
No, and I'm not a foreign corporation, and I'm not a foreign organization either on the 1442, 1443.
Wow, golly gee whiz. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now the second one here. This one here is fairly important, but the third one here file will blow you away. The second one here is the individual master file, and that's what I sent away for a couple years. You don't want to use taxable year in quotations because they know the gig is up and they'll never send it to you. But what it is, it's about, both of them were about 6 pages long, and on the third page it says, right now they can't lie usually. I mean they do lie, but they try and tell you the truth because they don't figure you're ever going to try and figure it out. But on there it's on page 3, it said that has zero wages, zero salary, zero income, and no penalties had accrued for both those years, all right? Now let's get down to brass tacks here, Ralph. Under 6203, there could never have been an assessment, right? Because they're not going to assess a zero, because zero is the absence of a liability. And 6203 says that the secretary shall assess the liability in his office. Am I right?
By regulations, by the
by
way.
By regulation.
That do not exist.
Yeah, right. So that, so the individual master file you can use, it's very important. But here's the one that's a killer, all right? And this is your TXMODA file. This is a tax module. This
say
is
that by the alphabet so people can understand it. Say that again slowly.
Okay. Well, TXMODA file.
Okay.
And it, and what this is a tax module that they open up on you. All right? It's your account. It has your name, your Social Security number, and everything they have in there if they send out a deficiency, substitute for return, or anything like that. Right? And usually what it is, it goes under transaction codes. Right? You have transaction code 599, and a transaction code 150, a transaction code 300, and there's a couple others. But the most important one, they go under TC. TC-150, right? A TC-150 has to have an assessment that comes from an original return. Now, you and I know there's a big problem there, right?
Yep. They don't exist unless you volunteer.
It doesn't exist unless you volunteer, right? All right, now, the TC-300, before they can put a deficiency or they can assess an additional tax, or if they can hit you up with a notice and demand, what there has to be, it has to, before they can open up a TC-300, Ralph, it must come from a TC-150 and an assessment from an original return. Now, where do we get an original return from? Right, we get an original return from IRC 6201. 6201. It states, I mean, this here is probably the most important statute in the whole code book. There's 4 million words in the code book, but this statute here is probably it is probably the most defined one that you can go by. And it says, the secretary shall assess all taxes determined by the secretary or the taxpayer as to which returns or lists are made under this title. They don't tell you what title it is now, okay, but I'm going to tell you, and that's how come I stopped filing. The simple reason is, all right, the only one that can determine, you know, estimate how much tax you owe is the secretary. It says secretary. Matter of fact, it says it twice. Or the taxpayer. So if you determine, Ralph, that you owe $5,000, if you want to volunteer, then you owe $5,000. But if you say you owe nothing, then you owe nothing. Because it says that you're determined by the taxpayer. Now, if we look at 6201B, it says, the secretary shall assess all taxes that have been omitted to be paid by stamp. Now, where's stamp in? Title 27, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And that's how come I stopped filing, because I don't have any income, and I don't have any income in Title 27 for alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And that's when I told you about, if you look at 6001 on the top, it says on the top of the caption on top of 6001, it states, you know, for records, books, regulations, and all that kind of stuff. And then it says a special return. I'm the only one that knew about this. I found out about this by accident in 1998. I kind of held it to myself, and I ran it by Irwin Schiff. I ran it by him, and basically, you know, he kind of brushed me off. He says, subtitle E for alcohol, tobacco. I said, I know that. But I said, he didn't want to take a look at it. So finally, he looked at it in about, it was 2002, 2003. He finally looked at it, and he said, oh, my God. He says, you know, he said, I've been looking at all that for 25 years. And he said, I never even realized that. So anyways, 6201B, that's the killer. So in other words, when you look at the original return now, Ralph, in 6201, it's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah, let me read it here. This is the current 6201.
Yes.
And let's see, when was this? Well, let's see here. It says here, this is 6201 Assessment Authority. A, the authority of the Secretary is authorized and required to make the inquiries, determinations, and assessment of all taxes, including interest, additional amounts, additions to tax, and assessable penalties imposed by this title. Now, remember, Title 26 has application to Title 26 and Title 27, ATF.
That's right.
And accruing under any former Internal Revenue Law which have not been duly paid by stamp at the time and in the manner provided by law.
Now,
such authority shall extend to and include the following. Number one, taxes shown on return.
Right.
And it says that Secretary shall assess all taxes determined by the taxpayer, that means you volunteered, or
right,
by the Secretary as to which return or lists are made under this title.
Well, see, they changed it. You get the updated one, right?
Yep.
I go all the way back to 2008 because I've got three code books and I've got all the regulations that I sent away for. But it's basically the same thing. So in other words, what the Secretary is telling us, right, is that we only have to file a return. And the return that we're supposed to file is a special return. And you can find that in 27 CFR 19.50. It says right there, any person who is in the business of manufacturing alcohol. Now, I believe it was either December 11th, Ralph, or December 15th, the Supreme Court came out and said that a corporation is a person. When I heard that on the air, I almost creamed my jeans. But anyways, yeah, you know, it's like I said, I mean, the Supreme Court came out. I mean, here we're fighting all these years, you know, talking about person, you know, and they're trying to say that a person is you and me. But the Supreme Court came out and said that a corporation is a person, right?
Where was this at again?
I believe that it was December 11th or December 15th. It came out on the regular news. I don't know if it was Fox or CBS or something like that. They came out and said that.
Uh-huh.
But I want to try and help a lot of people out there because I know I was talking to a guy out in California because I was trying to get a U.S. land patent. And I get all the information here, but I was trying to get more information on it. And I happened to mention to him because I knew he wasn't paying income tax. I asked him, I says, how long has it gone since you haven't paid taxes? So I'm not going there. I said, well, what do you mean you're not going there? He said, well, I'm flying under the radar. I said, what do you mean you're flying under the radar? He said, they don't know I'm not filing. I was going to tell him how to get out of it, but I figured, hey, the heck with him. You know, he didn't want to talk about it. But if you go to Statute 6001, Ralph, right? If you have a chance, zip it up right away there, and you know. But anyways, I'm going to tell while you're looking up at 6001, I'm going to tell people how to use their FOIA. Right there.
Oh yeah, I already have 6001. But go
you
on.
You have it? Okay. Read it to your listeners then. I'll tell them what the heck they're looking at that they probably overlooked all these years.
Okay. Every person liable for any tax imposed by this title or for the collection thereof shall keep such records and render statements, make such returns, and comply with such rules and regulations as the Secretary may from time to time prescribe. We'll be back and we'll start all over again.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back from break here, we're going to start again. 26, United States Code 6001. Notice or regulations requiring records, statements, and special returns. That's the title. Every person liable for any tax imposed by this title, that's Title 26, which covers 26 and 27 in ATF, and for the collection or for the collection thereof, shall keep such records and render such statements, make such returns, and comply with such rules and regulations as the Secretary may from time to time prescribe. Whenever in the judgment of the Secretary it is necessary, he may require any person by notice served upon such person or by regulation to make such returns, render such statements, keep such records as the Secretary deems sufficient to show whether or not such person is liable for tax under this title. The only records which an employer shall be required to keep under this section in connection with charge tips shall be charge receipts and records necessary to comply with Section 6053 little c and copies of statements furnished by employers under 6053 little a.
All right, and 6053 basically falls under subtitle A. So anybody out there, waitresses, waiters, and stuff like that, if you're giving money for your tips, what you're doing is you're giving it under Section Section A. But the main thing there, Ralph, in 6001, it says, if you have to file a return now, the Secretary shall serve notice on you. That means all of you out there who haven't been sleeping at night because you're worried that, am I going to get a letter saying, why haven't you filed and stuff like that? Oh, you don't have to worry anymore. Send Ralph in some money there. You've been paying for your Sominex. he has to send you a certified letter or a registered letter. So if you never got a certified or registered letter from the secretary, hey, if you get that letter, all you have to do is say, hey, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the letter, my certified letter from the secretary saying I have to file. Have a good night's sleep tonight, guys. But the other thing, too, is like on the FOIAs, Ralph, right? There are two ways that you can file a FOIA. Basically, if it's for just books and different things like that pertaining to IRS material, when you send in your FOIA, you don't have to get it notarized, right? But if you ask for any information on yourself, you know, like 1040s or different things like that, or individual master file, you must get it notarized. It has to be. Because if it
doesn't, do you have to put a driver's license or something like that too with it, or not?
No. What you have to do is you have to put a return address. So what you can do is you put your name on it, and you put your social security number and your address where they can send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I left at the bottom. What I did on yours that I sent you, I put on there, this is an exact copy of the original, as I am sending the original to the disclosure officer in Atlanta, Georgia. Because on the East Coast, everything goes to Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know where it would go on the West Coast, but I'm sure you could probably pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing, too, about, your TXMODA file, basically, on the Section 300, in other words, they can't send you a deficiency. They can't send you a substitute for return because TC 150 says the assessment must come from an original return, not off of a substitute for return, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't send you out a notice and demand, a statutory notice and demand, because there's never been an assessment. So if there's no assessment, that means everything that you have is classified as zero. And they cannot assess a zero. I think the IRS does, though, because they do it off your W-2s and your 1099s.
Well, which the courts have always said they can't use anyway, and they just want to ignore that right now, sort of.
But the other important case that you talked about was Longsdale, right?
Yep.
According to Longsdale, they can't use Treasury decisions, they can't use Treasury regulations, they can't do revenue rulings. And everyone out there, if you have a lien, right? If you look at your lien, that lien was done off of Treasury ruling. I mean, Treasury ruling, 71 point something. I don't know the rest, but. So in other words, just using that alone and the Longsdale case, you can send that in to the secretary, and under 6326, he has to release that lien. He has 14 days to release it, Ralph. But I mean, I've been waiting now for about, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
they still haven't released it. But anyways, see, my letters are getting so good now that even the secretary now won't return my green card. They won't return it. But
They just leave it set, huh, till it dies on the vine?
Yeah, but I get it. Well, see what it is. There's a number. What you can do, you go to the post office and you put in you put it in. They tell you the date that they stamped it and at what time they stamped it. And there's another one now in a service center in Philadelphia. I got a letter from them saying, we would appreciate it if you wouldn't send us any more letters. Because, see, what it is, I'm going to tell you what's going on here. Everybody thinks IRS, agents and stuff like that, they really know what they're doing, Ralph. They don't. All they are is they're compartmentalized, and they're on a need to know, and they don't know anything. All they do is they give them excerpts. And you know that as well as I do, Ralph.
Yep.
Right? So basically what it is, when you send letters, and if it's a good letter, what they do is they show it to somebody else. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. Hey, so what happens after a while, what they do is they say, hey, don't send us any more letters.
By the way, I looked and I didn't see that for you. You haven't. It didn't make it or something, so you might want to have your wife resend that.
All right, I'll send it back.
Yep, did not make it.
It didn't make it, huh?
No, nope.
All right, then what I'll do is I'll have it try it again. And if it doesn't go again, then what I'll do is I'll send it through the mail.
Yep, anyways, no, did not make it. I just checked all my email, and it's not here, and I have a special mailbox to sort for you unless you've all got more than one email address.
No, just one.
Nope, did not make it. Somebody intercepted it somewhere or something.
That's been known to happen. Well, I know one thing. Say, I'll tell you what. When you start sending in too many FOIAs and stuff like that, Because at one time, like when you have a penalty, you know, like the $500 penalty and the $5,000 penalty, well, there's a form that they, you know, they have to fill out, and you have to have six signatures on it, and it's a form 330. And what I did is I sent in a FOIA for a form 330, and basically what happened is they came back and they said they didn't have it. Because what happens is when too many people are asking for a certain document, what they do is they change the document. So in other words, if you send a FOIA in for something, and if you want to know what you have to do, what I should have done is I should have asked for the form 330 or any form that, you know, if it has been changed, any current form that is being used today.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do that. Now I know that, but I don't need that form 330. But I'm just saying, so any of you out there who are listening to this, if you send for forms and stuff, you know, you know, a lot of times they'll tell you they don't have it if too many people are sending in FOIAs. They got to try and protect themselves a little.
Well, these guys are really sneaky, but I tell you what, we are gaining on them. And
oh, yeah.
It's by different people like yourself and others that have contributed different parts. And we're putting this together, and we just keep right on trucking with these guys. And at some point, they're going to have to do something. Now, what's amazing is in a case in the 10th Circuit that went up, the people that showed up in the interested parties put in by the other side was Elizabeth Downs, the attorney for the appellee. That's the chief counsel for the IRS out of Oklahoma. Elizabeth M-E-Z-H-E-R-I-T-S-K-I, attorney for appellee. That person right there is the office of the associate chief counsel, procedure and administration, D.C. She's the head of the procedure and administration, D.C. Gilbert Rothenberg, R-O-T-H-E-N-B-E-R-G. He is the head guy. He's the top for the appellate section of the Department of Justice for the tax division in D.C. He's the top gun for the DOJ. And then we got William Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. He is the chief counsel for the United States. I think we're starting to get their attention, Richard.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Because, like I said, seriously, I mean, I've written four affidavits, you know, to the secretary, two here, to Jacob and Lou, and uh-huh. two to the guy who didn't want to pay any income tax. but isn't it funny? These guys don't want to pay income tax, but they want us to pay income tax. Oh,
right.
I got something there for you people, all right? You know, if you go all the way back into the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, all right, there's the booklet, the 1040 booklet. Most people are aware of that because what it is, you know, you have the table of contents, you know, you have how much you have to pay, different things like that. Well, there was always a little quote in there from the commissioner. And if you go back all those years, I know you can get those back now on a computer, off the internet. And if you look, every commissioner for about the past 40 years, right, Ralph, they all said, welcome to the world's greatest voluntary system. they didn't even hide it. They don't
right.
hide this stuff.
Right.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, well, we got to go, and thanks for calling in, Richard, right. and everybody
right.
else is listening.
Right,
and
take
watch
care.
Out for the, yep, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. Stay safe, and we will see you next Sunday, God willing.